Good morning. It's always good to be with you, church. Always, always good to be here. This is a service that is a worship service, but today it also serves as our annual church meeting. So if you've never been to a church meeting, or maybe you have and it wasn't the greatest thing, this is a church meeting today. We're calling it the Summit. That's what we call our church meeting, and we have one every year, and it's a chance to just share a little bit about the life of the church with you, and we're going to be doing that. If you're a member, we have encouraged you as you came in. Hopefully you got the word that there's vote today for our administrative team. That's our lay people who represent you on our board, and also the delegates who represent you to the denomination. And so we're voting for the members of our administrative team and also for members of our nominating team. They nominate people for the election to the A team. If you're a member and you didn't get to vote before the service, you're welcome to do that afterwards. But that's what we are here to do, to worship and to celebrate what God has been doing in our church. So the title of the service is simply Celebrating and Serving. The main point today is this: with Jesus, we can meet the challenges of life and be used to share his love with those around us. If we don't have Jesus with us, then we really are not going to be able to do what Jesus wants us to do. If we don't have Jesus with us in the life of this church and in the life of this body, then really there's no point to doing what we do. We just become another social club, and there's a lot of social clubs, and you can go and be a part of many. But the church is different because it's all about celebrating and worshiping Jesus Christ and sharing his love with people. And in the world, serving him. And so without Jesus, I've said this before, I'll say it again, if we ever stop being a church that worships Jesus Christ and celebrates him, I don't want to be a part of it. And you shouldn't be a part of it either. You should go and find a church that still loves Jesus. But my prayer is that Northgate will always be that, that Northgate will always be a church that celebrates and loves Jesus Christ and shares his love with other people. So today we're going to talk about that a little bit. I want to start with 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to read a passage here starting in verse 7 of 2 Corinthians 4. Paul says, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side but not crushed, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body." Paul wrote this to the church in Corinth, and he was reflecting on the suffering that he experienced as an apostle of Jesus Christ, as one who was sharing the message of the gospel, the love that Jesus has for the world. He experienced beatings and jailings and being driven from towns, and he was hated, he was slandered, he was constantly under attack, and he lived that way for 30 years until his life was ended, probably by Emperor Nero, when he was executed, primarily because of his faith in Jesus Christ. Paul was a witness to faithful love of Jesus and the desire to share the love of Jesus with others, even in spite of all of the challenges and difficulties that he had to experience. Now for us, this past year has been a year of challenges and difficulties. And I'm not going to harp on that. We all know it. We've been through it together. You know, we've dealt with masks and vaccinations and not being able to see loved ones and people who have passed away during this time. And we've had to deal with a lot of hardships. Some of us have experienced diagnoses. People have contracted cancer, have been diagnosed with cancer over this past year. We've had people going through treatment right now for various illnesses and diseases. And it's just been a hard year in a lot of different ways for a lot of people. It's been a hard year in the life of the church. Mentioned before that the polls say that people are leaving the church. They're leaving places like this. They're giving up their faith, maybe in part because of the hard difficulties and the challenges of this past year. Maybe people are asking, well, you know, if there really were a God, you know, that question that's been asked for thousands of years, if there were a God, why would these bad things happen in the world? And there's answers to that I can't get into today, but the point is that it's been a difficult and challenging year. Not like Paul's. Paul's challenges were way beyond anything that most of us have experienced, but we've still had to deal with our own. Paul says that we carry a treasure in clay pots. The clay pots, you know, are us, right? We're the clay pots. Clay pots just means that they were ordinary vessels. They were common vessels. There was nothing particularly attractive about them, nothing fancy about them. They weren't, you know, expensive. They weren't, you know, they were just common, ordinary things. But those common, ordinary things, those common clay pots, were carrying a treasure in them. And the treasure that Paul is talking about is Jesus Christ. They were the clay pots, us who are in Christ, we're carrying the gospel with us. We're carrying the most wonderful thing in all of the world in us. And it's our duty to carry that, and it's our duty to share it. A few thoughts, just a couple points I want to make about that passage. First is this: God works through the humble. Again, clay pots were ordinary. They weren't anything particularly special. God works through the humble, and we are humbled when we lose the sense that we are in control. A lot of things this past year made us realize we are not in full control of things, and that humbles us. We're humbled when things that we think we control are taken away from us, like our time and our ability to move as we wish and decisions. We're humbled when we face things we cannot overcome on our own, and we're humbled when we realize our limitations and we have to seek help. And let me tell you, this is exactly where God wants us. It's exactly the position that God wants us to be in. He wants us to be humbled. He wants us to come to a place where we recognize our limitations and we cry out to Him and say, Lord, we cannot do this on our own. We are lost without You. You have to help us. That's exactly where God wants us to be. The Bible says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So God works through humble jars of clay like us. Secondly, God works through trials and difficulty. If you read your Bible, you know that God rarely made things easy for people. I was thinking about this, and this was a new thought to me. I was thinking about the Israelites crossing the Red Sea. And I was thinking, God could have, right? He could have built up a land bridge. He could have just gathered up a whole bunch of dirt and so forth and packed it down and created a land bridge for them to cross over on, right? But that's not what He did. What did He do? Instead, He piled up two walls of water. Now, let me ask you, would you rather go through a sea, over a land bridge, or in between two towering walls of water that you don't know at any moment may come down on you, right? What would you prefer? I'm taking the land bridge, okay? I'm taking the land bridge. But that's not what God did, because God rarely makes it easy for us. He's always putting challenges in front of us, like, will you walk through that wall of water? Trusting Me, will you do it or not? God challenges us because, again, He wants us to rely on Him. He wants us to turn to Him in faith. He wants us to learn to trust Him. God demonstrates His power by taking common vessels like us and doing something really good with them. Paul says he can do this because he always carries around in his body the death of Jesus. I'm doing a lot of meditating on that phrase. What does he mean by carrying around the death of Jesus? I'm not sure I understand it all just yet, but I believe that this is a part of it. He never loses sight of what Christ has done for him, that Christ was willing to go to a cross and die for him to save his life and to give him eternal life, to pay for his sins and to give him victory over death. Paul always had that in his mind. He knew how far Jesus had gone out of love for him. And so he would go as far as he could to share that life and that love with others. Paul met the challenges of life by meeting them with Jesus. And that's what we have tried to do this past year as well. We're just trying to meet the challenges of this world by meeting them with Jesus. And today we want to celebrate some of the ways that we have done that this past year. The first thing we're going to celebrate is we're going to celebrate that we are a church that gives. Now, we could have tapped a whole lot of you to do this next video testimony. We just chose this couple as one to represent many of you, but I'd like you to listen to the testimony of Chris and Justine McMillan.
So I grew up watching my parents faithfully tithe, and it wasn't something they announced, but, you know, as a kid, you're kind of just always watching. And it was really a great, like, thing for me to see, but more importantly, they taught me to always go back to Scripture. And the Scripture says that God wants us to tithe. I don't think that He is super concerned with all the details and the decimals and the nickels and dimes. I think He really cares about our hearts. And again, with that, if he's not caring about the details and the decimals, I don't think he's caring about our presence of where we are, where we're located, if we're at home watching church, if we're in church, things like that. The cool thing about the scripture is that there's a promise and a blessing attached to it, which I always tell my kids, doesn't mean if you tithe, you're going to get rich, but God knows the best blessings for us, and that's what he's going to give us. It's been a hard year, right? We've all had a hard year. But if we only tithe when things were going up, then that wouldn't really be the right spirit that he's calling us to. So the truth is, he's God. He doesn't really need our money. If he wants something, he can make it. So tithing isn't really about that. It's about showing him that we're putting him first in our lives and our finances, that we're trusting him with what we've been given. And so that's why I think it's important to keep doing it.
Yeah, for me, I grew up in the Catholic Church, so tithing wasn't, you know, emphasized as a regular thing. And, you know, I just saw baskets coming around in the pews and people throwing change or a few dollars in. So it was kind of a newer concept for me. But through, you know, talking to people around the church, taking the Dave Ramsey course, the Bible, decided to take a leap of faith and consistently tithe. And, you know, through this commitment, I learned that regardless of the circumstance, you just need to consistently tithe, you know, whether it's a recession in the economy or an economic boom, just keep that consistency going. And, you know, it's just a great reminder that you always need to put God first in your life.
Amen, indeed. So appreciate their testimony. And one of the things that I'd like you to know about Chris and Justine, they have a young family and they have decided that they aren't attending in person right now because of COVID. So they continued to tithe faithfully, even though they were only taking in our services online. And we're grateful for all of you who are watching online, who take in the services online. Partly because of your faithful giving, we've been able to enhance our ability to do online services and to do them well. But, you know, I just think it's really cool that they couldn't come in person or chose not to for good reasons, but continue to give faithfully. And many of you have, and we celebrate that as a church. Because of your faithful giving, we were able to keep our entire staff. Okay, some churches had to lay off staff or take significant cuts because of their giving went down. We didn't have to do that. We've been able to keep our staff. We've been able to continue to meet our mortgage payment. Some of you may not know, we have a pretty good sizable mortgage on this building still, but we pay every month, and we pay extra every month because we want to pay it off. We were able to do that throughout this past year. We met our commitments to the denomination. We met our commitments to missions. We were able to purchase things, as I said, to help us do our online services better and keep ministry going. We did not take the government loan that came out, the offer for that. We didn't take that. We didn't feel we needed to, and we didn't. So thank you for your faithful giving. You have kept us in a strong financial place, and you should celebrate that with one another, because that's not true everywhere. We also celebrate that even though we couldn't meet in person for a period of time, people continue to find us as a church. This is really cool that people found us online. More than one couple, you're going to see the testimony of one couple, but more than one couple or one individual found us online and then became a part of our church because they were able to take in our services in that way. So I've got two videos for you now. One is the first one is Tyler and Alex Schoonover, and then Paige Kilbin will be sharing as well.
Hi, I'm Tyler Schoonover.
And I'm Alex Schoonover.
Before the pandemic, we were in between churches and nothing really stuck. After a while, we heard about Northgate and we'll give it a try. They have online, you know, they're doing their sessions online. We'll give it a watch. We've watched our first session with Pastor John about in the springtime. As soon as we saw it, you know, we knew that this is the church we really wanted to go to. And after that, we saw the Summer on the Mount series, and that just really solidified that this is the church that we want to be, and we really enjoyed the messages. And once church started opening up, everything started opening up again, we started coming in, and then they offered the membership service, and we kind of just jumped at the chance to become members. And ever since then, we've...
We love it.
Yep. I think what really stuck out to us compared to other churches is that they didn't just read from the Bible and they didn't just say, all right, Christians should be caring, and then just gave a bunch of random verses. They do both hand in hand, which really I enjoy. They show, you know, they give a story from the Bible and, you know, how this applies to how as Christians we should be. And it just, that's just really what I really like about coming to Northgate.
Greetings, Northgate family, in that star-spangled land called the USA. I'm Paige from England, and some of you may know that I am known for my hallelujah. Well, I want to say why I love that word so much and how Northgate is filled with that word. Now, hallelujah means praise God, but I also like to think hallelujah is an anagram, which stands for how all living lips express love unto Jesus as Hamashiach. And that's exactly what we do at Northgate, right? During my visits, I could not fathom how Northgate is overflowing with the Holy Spirit, which was a turning point in my own walk with Christ where I decided to commit myself to the Lord and all of His kingdom. Connecting with people at Northgate during my visits gave me a real insight to how life could be if everybody followed Jesus. I love this church so much, and due to the pandemic, I have been unable to seek more local churches like Northgate. And it's why I'm so grateful to Northgate and Pastor Vern for the online Bible studies, because I get to connect with a church I hold dear to my heart and learn more about the King of Kings, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I hope to come to Northgate again soon and see all of you blessed people, including my in-laws. I see you right there. I love all of you so much. Have a great week ahead. Keep fighting the good fight. And well, have a brilliant hallelujah.
So as I said, Schoonovers are not the only people that have found us online and then made us their church. Schoonovers have since we've opened up, I think they mentioned they've come in person. There are others, visitors and people who have found us and now are attending, and we celebrate that. It wasn't an easy time to reach new people for Christ, but you've been able to do that by your invitations and reaching out to people and letting them know about us. You've been able to do that as well as our online services. So welcome. We're glad that you're here, whether it's in person or you're engaging with us online. Paige, you might have caught that. She lives in England. She's visited here a few times. She is engaged to a person here in our congregation. She is hoping to be able to move here soon. She's trying to work out the details of that. But Paige watches our worship services from England, and almost every Monday night, she comes into our Bible study by Zoom and is part of a group. The Bible study Monday nights, I think I mentioned this, about 35 people, and about half and half. About half are in person, about half are on Zoom. And we're glad to be able to reach. Isn't it cool that we can minister to people in England through Zoom, right? Through our online stuff. And we'll continue to do that. You know, I see this as something we're going to, you know, continue to make good use of going down the road. This won't stop when COVID stops. So we celebrate that God has enabled us to be a church that finds ways to reach out to others. We also celebrate in these next two videos that we are a church that remains missional. So we're going to take a look at local missions and global missions through these videos.
Hello, Northgate Free Methodist Church, and greetings from myself and my family here in Dure, Hungary, and greetings indeed from the entire Free Methodist Church here in Hungary. I wanted to say a big thank you for your continued support of us, the McNamara family, and the Free Methodist Church in Hungary as we continue to serve God. Indeed, throughout the entire COVID crisis, your faithfulness was an incredible blessing to us personally and to the Free Methodist mission. In fact, as hard as it is to believe, we have grown through this crisis. Now, not only do we have our church groups in Jor and in Budapest, but we have a new church plant beginning in the city of Veszprém, and we also have a new Set Free team and a new ministry work, we hope, beginning in the very south of the country in a city called Pécs, and we're exploring in another large city called Szeged. So over these past 13 or 14 months, the Lord has blessed this work incredibly, and he's seen us grow from two church groups to now being able to minister in several other cities. That is incredible. But it can only be done because of churches and people like yourself who support, who give. And we are so joyful and thankful to you for being partners with us in this ministry. You are our partners as we reach people for Christ. And what are we doing? We're telling people about the good news of Jesus Christ. We're helping to prevent people being trafficked to Western Europe and other parts of the world where they would be used against their will. And why? Because you are partnering and supporting us. Thank you. It reminds me of what Paul wrote to the Philippians in chapter 4. He says, "You sent me aid again and again." Thank you. You have sent us aid again and again. Giving to missions means something far beyond this short time here on this earth. It's an eternal reward that we will receive. And indeed, Paul goes on and he says, "They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God." Your gifts that you give to missions are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. Please continue in your generousness and in your faithfulness to continue to support missions throughout the world. We are blessed to be a part of God's kingdom. We are blessed to know the good news of Jesus Christ, and we are so blessed to be able to share that good news with so many others. Thank you, friends. I look forward to seeing you, God willing, later this year in person. Bye-bye.
Just want to say hi. I'm Brad with the Salvation Army, and on behalf of me, my wife, our whole team there, I really just want to say thank you. I say that enough. It really starts to feel like it's losing the meaning that I really want it to have. But we've had this incredible partnership with Northgate for some time now. It's been going on for years and years. And we've seen, especially over this last year, this partnership just flourish as the need that we're trying to meet at the Salvation Army has grown in our community during COVID. We've often had times where we thought, how are we going to meet this need? And volunteers, different people have stepped up, and you guys at Northgate, many of you, I know watching this, probably are thinking, yeah, I volunteered. I gave a little bit of time here, a little bit of time there. Some of you volunteer almost daily, and we couldn't do it without you. It just really, it's a reality for us that we need partners like you. I had a verse, if I could just share it quickly, from Luke chapter 5, verse 7. But it's interesting in this quick part of the story. Jesus is on a boat telling Peter, cast your nets, even though you've been working hard all night. And he does it, and it says that they pull in so much that they actually had to signal for, it says that they signaled their partners into the on the other boat to come over and to help them. And they came over, and it filled both of their boats so full that they began to sink. And I just want to encourage you that we've seen in the number of people that have been needing assistance this year, that have come needing not only just food, but really just that hope, that message of love and of joy, and that there is hope for the future, right? The message truly that the gospel gives. We've seen that when we share that with partners, it's not just enough that it begins to sink our boat, but even your guys's. So thank you for all that you're doing. If you're hearing this and you're like, hey, I'd love to be more involved, talk to many of those at Northgate Leadership. They'll connect you, I'm sure, with us. We'd love to put you to work so that we can continue to serve and to meet the needs of the community. But thank you for what you're doing.
Yes, thank you for what you're doing. because of your giving, not only your money, but also, you know, giving in terms of going out and collecting food, which we've then helped the Salvation Army fill their food pantry. You gave your time. Many of you volunteer. I think some of the most fun we had as staff was on those food distribution days when we served with some of you to help people who needed food in this area. On one of those occasions, we had over 400 cars come through. It was just incredible. And, you know, people that came through, not all of them, of course, attend Northgate, but they witness, and we know this because some of the comments that were put on social media afterwards, after these food distributions, people made very nice comments about what they felt and what they sensed and experienced when they came here to pick up those boxes of food. And that all, you know, I feel like that kind of, you know, softens the ground for people then to maybe want to know more about Jesus. If a church is that kind and loving and giving and smiles when they serve and so on, you know, maybe there's something there that we ought to look into. That's my hope. But I'm also glad that we're able to help people in tangible ways. And in terms of worldwide missions, you know, that Jerry gave a wonderful report about what's happening in Hungary, how the church there is expanding even during COVID. They're going into different cities and doing things. We got a text yesterday from a FOST in Rwanda. He had a picture of at least 50 or 60 kids who were at the church being, they were given breakfast. Well, I don't know if it was breakfast or lunch they were receiving it in the picture, but they had been served breakfast and lunch that day. The church in Rwanda, we're going to use the money from the rummage sale, or they're going to use it to expand and renovate the church. They have so many people coming now, they need more space in their church. And a lot of that is been helped by the connected community that we are with Rwanda. Our giving and support of them is increasing the number of kids coming to the school, and through the school, they're also coming to the church where they're hearing about Jesus. So we have this ministry that's taking place, you know, around the world. It's wonderful. We also support work as the missionaries in the Wilkins in Japan, the Fajardos in Spain, the Krauses in Ecuador. At Christmas time, we collected and sent money to the people of Bulgaria, the missionaries in Bulgaria, which they used to help provide gifts for the children in Bulgaria. So we're a church that is missional, locally and globally, and we've been able to keep that up throughout the pandemic, throughout COVID. Let me go back to the scriptures now. I want to read another passage from 2 Corinthians 4, starting with verse 13. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. This celebration isn't about how wonderful we are. It's about how wonderful Jesus is. It's about how incredible it is that he can take clay pots like us and he can do great things through us. It's about how wonderful Jesus is and what we can do because we know who he is. We believe, Paul says, so we speak. Sometimes with our words, sometimes with our money, sometimes with our time, always with our love and with our lives. We speak because we want people to know the love of Christ and to get to the place where they give him thanks as well. We speak because God is good. And no matter how much we do for him, he has done and is doing way more for us. We speak because we know that however much we give away of ourselves here, there's something better, much better, waiting for us. This is not the end. There is more to come. We are fixing our eyes on the unseen eternal, all that God has waiting for us. God works through the humble. God works through trials and difficulty. God works through the perseverant. Paul says that he does not lose heart. He doesn't give up when it gets hard. We need to be living witnesses to the love of Jesus, whether times are good or times are bad. We need to persevere. And finally, God speaks through the expectant, those who continue to serve him in faith, because we know that we are storing up treasures for ourselves in heaven. And we plan to keep on serving Christ. Pastor Marcia will continue to promote small groups and seek ways for us to gather together to encourage each other and to grow. She will continue to lead our ministry of caring and prayer to make sure people know that they are loved. We will have on the first Sunday of every month a prayer and worship service, which is a time to focus on spiritual, emotional, relational, and physical healing. This September, we will do our fasting, our month of fasting again. We did this last September. Over 70 people participated in a time of fasting and prayer. We'll do that again this year. Anthony will continue to lead us in great worship and to develop our worship team and to help us to praise the Lord in song. Pastor John will continue to develop the next generation of leaders in our church, sharing in the preaching ministry with me and mentoring Pastor Dan and Leah. Pastor Dan is going to continue to minister to youth and young adults. In a few weeks, they're going to lead our worship service. Right now, he leads them in something he calls Sent Likewise, which is his effort to take young people and show them the beauty and the beauty and the wonder of serving others. There's a word there I can't find, but he takes a group of young people and they find things that people need done for them, and he takes them out and they do those things. It's his way of engaging them in missional activity. Base Camp is coming back this year, and I'm excited about that. And I guess I'll mention this, it kind of got a laugh last night, I'm not sure why, but Dan has started a pickleball league. So, and you might say, well, what's a pickleball league? Oh, what's that got to do with church? Well, the point of his pickleball league, which is going to be Wednesday, it is Wednesdays at 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock, so if you're interested, you can talk to Pastor Daniel about it. But the idea is not just to have fun, which is fine, but it's also to reach out to people who would not engage with the church. Maybe they'll engage with this, and through this they will see who we are as people, and maybe they'll get interested in knowing more about the Lord. Lee is going to continue working with her team to develop our ministry to the children and families. And you heard Pastor John talk about the birds and the bees events coming up this week. I hope that reaches out to people beyond our church. If you're planning to come, I hope maybe you'll think about who else you could invite to come with you. I know there's a lot of parents, there's a lot of grandparents, a lot of people who love children who will be blessed by what they learned this week. Pastor Chris is leading our ministry at Arbor House, and he also leads our efforts in terms of local missional engagement. This week, we're going as a staff and some people from the congregation to participate in the United Way Day of Caring. We'll be serving our community that way. There'll be food distributions in May and June. In September, we'll focus on Set Free and the Seed Ministries. And in December, we'll be partnering again with the Salvation Army for the gift distribution that took place at South Campus last December. We'll be doing that again this December. When our congregation and our volunteers and our leaders and our staff and me and the rest of the pastors, when we all join with Jesus and remember all that Jesus has done for us, and we commit ourselves to making living for Jesus the main thing in our lives, God can do wonderful things with us. We may just be clay pots, but we carry the most wonderful treasure in these pots of ours. We carry the love of Jesus Christ for the whole world. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you would take people like us with all of our defects and all of our limitations, and that you would want to use us, first of all, and that you do use us. And we praise you and bless you for the good things that you are doing through Northgate and other churches. But we pray that you'll help us to continue to be faithful, to listen to you, and to act for you, Lord, to take that treasure that you've given us and to share it with as many as we can. We praise you, we thank you, and we offer it all up to you in love. And we pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to be taking off. I'm going to go down to Arbor House and share this message with them. Pastor John will be here to close the service today. But I just want to say a personal thank you. You are an incredible church, and we are blessed to serve the Lord together. Thank you for who you are. Let's keep growing in Christ, right? Just keep growing in Christ, listening to Him and doing what He tells us. We'll be fine. All right? God bless you.
Amen. And that is our goal, right? We're not here to elevate any of our names, any of us, even to elevate the name of Northgate. We are here so that God is praised. And so thank you for your part in that and being the church. Pastor Vern's takeaway today for you is to keep your eyes on Jesus and your hope in the future and keep serving in the power of Christ. We're going to have an incredible year as a church. And we can look back at this last year and we can celebrate so much. We look forward to what God is going to do. So go today in the love of God and the power of Jesus and the grace of the Holy Spirit. I will be available. Pastor Dan will be available down front if you need someone to talk to or pray with. Have a great week, and we look forward to seeing you next weekend.